And we're honest.
I don't know what I walked into.
I'm gonna say something that makes myself gay. He likes it.
Vocal cannon, verbal Mega Manin. I'm so damn boss, some people call me Ganon. But I'm not pig-headed, so much as big-headed. I kill them seeds with these like cheese, I leave them shredded. Don't forget it, yo, I keep it retronomical. My skill is astronomical, I jump over the obstacles. Travel across the land so that I can get my coins. And I'll score with the girl if she give me bonus points. Ain't no princess I can handle. The way I stretch it in the bed, they call me Bionic Commando. And just to give you an example, I'm like a cross between Rambo and Hattori Hanzo. I love to shoot em up, I love the slice and dice, a Nintendo could be used as a flotation device. It works for me, now I know that I'm the shit. I'm a bona fide pimp player, 8-bit.
8-bit, players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit, players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit, players and pimps, throw your hands up high.
You know, you accidentally hit on one 13-year-old and you're labeled for life.
And with that, welcome to the next evolution of Man Points, where we make assessments about your life, our lives, and sometimes our co-hosts, and find out who's a man or who is a little Jared-level Sally and gets a muscle stamp to the forehead. Sitting with me, Wes, on my left is...
Leland.
And to the right...
Mitch.
To the microphone. All right. So if someone asked you to describe... Ernie Hudson, how would you describe him?
From what I've seen with the man, and was just what I met, it was only a couple seconds, but I would say he's a very well-tempered man, a very humble man. He carries himself very well. He doesn't pretend like he's above everyone else. He pretends, actually, he's real with us. So, to him to actually come here and give the fans his feedback, it's just really nice for him to come on.
But I'm saying if obviously Harold Ramis is dead. So let's say that he's not dead. And so someone asks you to point out, like, all four Ghostbusters are there, and they ask you, oh, which one's Ernie Hudson? How would you describe him?
It's a trick question.
It's not a trick question.
Ernie Hudson, described as, in Ghostbusters, the everyday man. The average guy that walks in off the streets and wants a job. All the rest of them are scientists, well-renowned in their fields. Ernie Hudson had no idea what he was getting into as he walked in there.
But if they're all just sitting at the table, how would you describe him? If I'm like, which one's Ernie Hudson?
And you can't point. The man with black hair over there.
The man with black hair?
The man with black hair.
Egon had black hair.
Yeah, Harold Ramis had black hair.
You guys are really pushing me towards this whole, the black guy thing, aren't you?
There it is.
There we go.
Why you gotta bring it there?
Exactly.
Why you gotta make it about race?
Exactly. Yeah. See? Thanks. Trick question. Trick question.
Actually, the funny thing is, man, is like, well, really, like, kind of what the whole our podcast is about, a lot of it's about the un-PC, is why, because I've asked that question to many people, and I don't think there's anything wrong with calling him the Black Ghostbuster. It accurately describes him. But everyone's always super, especially white people, are always super hesitant to say it as if there's something wrong with it.
It's not necessarily that it's
just a descriptor. I find that
you shouldn't be able to, pick up someone out of the crowd just by his skin tone or any type of nationality.
Why? If let's say all four of them are sitting at a table, three of them are white, and one of them isn't, and say, hey, which one's Ernie Hudson? Why? And I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying, why do people seem very uncomfortable just saying, like, oh, he's the black guy?
I don't know. I mean, if you're looking back, I mean...
But if it was reversed, there's three black guys and one white guy, you'd say white guy.
They'd say the white guy. Okay, it's easy distinction from the rest of them as
doesn't
well.
It doesn't have anything to do with his character. It just has to do with the way he looks.
Yeah, it's just an accurate way to describe him. Someone didn't know. That's all I'm saying. I'm not boiling Ernie Hudson down to just being black guy.
No, I know. You guys are just going for the, what is the most equal or the best way to describe these guys?
The easiest way.
Easiest.
But people are very hesitant to say that. I just find that very interesting.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at our track record, white people, we do not have a very good track record of, our racial, equality.
I do. I've always treated everyone equal.
Oh, yeah. But just as a species, we don't.
Why is that put on you? Something that someone did 200 years ago.
I didn't know.
I'm saying, why should I feel I have anything to do with species. That?
Well, it's not necessarily... It's not that we had anything to do with it. It's the fact that, with these different times, we need to change that. We need to change what, we thought back then. If we want things to change, we want,
I don't think anybody thinks like that anymore.
No, 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 and I'm saying we're not thinking like that now. Okay. And dude, I'm not looking to argue right or wrong. I'm just saying, just that since he's here, yeah. And I've asked people, just nobody ever says. It's the first thing everybody thinks. It's the first thing everyone says. That's right, and that's my point. It's the first thing you think, but people don't want to say it. So I mean, like I said, hey man, you know, I appreciate you being honest. For a titillating, thought-provoking conversation like that. Listen to us. I'm going to go ahead and say military.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're all of us. Our fourth man's not here. We're all either active duty or vets.
Thanks for your service.
Hey, you too.
No, thanks. You too.
But, you know, what branch?
You did it, John.
What branch are you in?
Duh.
Everyone's in the Navy.
Because
we're in Northwest. Right, yeah, I know.
And we also have an Army base, too. Yeah, but
it's a trade-off really, base. I don't want those people here.
Yeah, but really the Army base.
You can't count.
Yeah,
you blow.
But, like, when you're out in the field or out in the ship and all those conversations you have, everybody's busting on each other, laughing their butts off or whatever, that's what our podcast is, except we record it. So it's very, very vet, active duty friendly.
You guys, this has been awesome. Honestly, one of the best vendors I've been to today.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah. Mostly just because, you know, real talk.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. It's real talk. I mean...
With some sarcasm thrown in there.
Oh, there's a lot, and a lot of dick jokes.
Yeah,
a
lot of dick jokes.
We got lots of dicks.
We got dick jokes for days.
Yeah. They'll just be like, dude, this thing is so hard. I said, that's what she said.
That dude did not want to say it.
None of them do.
No, he did not want to say it.
And that's why it's so, to me, like the whole, it's, I don't know. It's so funny, but he admitted it was the first thing he thought.
Everybody does.
I know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But I wish that people could get it in their heads that it's not a race necessarily. It's a descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if it's sitting here, the one without the beard.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. I could take offense to that though.
I would say, yeah,
deep in my heart.
Yeah,
you know, I take offense when they tell me the guy without the beard.
What?
You know, like if. When you describe Ernie Hudson and the Ghostbusters, which one is he? It's the same as sitting at the table right now. Somebody said, hey, the guy without the beard. That's me. He's the black
one. Yeah, that
one.
Was a good. Yeah, that was good. I think that was good.
What? Are you going to buy one from India?
If I have to. What are you laughing about now, Cackles?
About this. About after being bitten by what he thinks is a transvestite.
Who is... What is it movie title?
Attack of the Queer Wolf. Yeah. Since you took a picture... Now you have to give me 5 minutes of your time. Step up to the microphone.
And we don't have real estate to sell you.
I promise. Here's a quick game. It's a quick game.
You're not gonna give him that one.
No, I'm not gonna give him okay. that one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Are you blank?
Yes.
All right. I think I've been voted in.
Okay, so we're a podcast. Pretty awesome one at that. We have a lot of different reoccurring segments, skits, things like that, and one of them we do is called Write This Movie, which is what you're going to do. So I'm going to give you a movie title of an actual real-life movie, and you're going to write it for me. You're going to describe it to me and tell me everything that happens, and then afterwards I'm going to read you the real description of the movie, and we're going to see how close you are.
All
right. Rat Pee Fink a Boo Boo.
Rat, can you say it again?
Rat Pee Fink a Boo Boo.
Can you use that to
Rat
sense?
Fink a Boo Boo.
The movie Rat Pee Fink a Boo Boo is weird.
Rat? It's Rat it's Fink a Boo Boo.
Okay, we would guess it would be like an anime movie, something from Japan.
It's your movie.
You can make it whatever you want.
Well, I think you'd have to have some kind of a language thing going on, so that would make sense, I guess. Definitely an animated cartoon.
All right.
Rat comes to America.
He's not a chef, is he? Otherwise, you're describing Ratatouille.
No, he's coming to get his piece of cheese.
Okay.
His cheese in the Big Apple. I guess we'll...
I like that tagline. That could be at the bottom of the poster.
Yes.
Yeah, Rat Pinkaboo Boo, cheese in the Big Apple.
Yes, and of course, you know, he tries to make a name for himself and winds up meeting a woman, which changes his whole plans, of course.
Now, is she a normal-sized woman and he's still a normal-sized rat?
No, she's rat probably a well-to-do woman that's okay. Beyond his means.
Okay.
So he has
but
to
size comparison, they're still way different.
Oh, no. We'll make him be the same size.
So he's a giant... Okay. But is he a giant rat or is she a really small woman? This changes the dynamic of the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
If it's a giant rat, then we're probably going horror.
Yeah, no.
But if she's a tiny woman, then it's cute.
No, I would say on the scale of a mouse. Not okay. Much larger than a mouse.
Okay.
You know, a friendly, cuddly, likable rat.
Okay.
If we can have such a thing.
We can.
We can.
It's your movie.
Okay.
It's animated. Yeah. There's probably going to be a couple of song and dance numbers. I'm yes. liking it. Continue.
Yes. So he changes his goals from making a name for himself to taking care of his soon-to-be wife. So he focuses all his efforts on taking care of this woman, making sure he can win her heart, and it winds up turning into a love story. So it turns out...
Did not see that man. Coming.
I love chick flicks. I love it.
I feel like we're still doing kind of a rom-com right now.
Hey,
yes.
I love them too.
You would.
Yeah. Well, we gotta kind of keep it kid-friendly. You
okay.
know?
So are we going for that G or that PG rating?
Oh.
I think PG, there's a little bit of violence.
Probably a little more PG, because it's gotta be a little more realistic.
Right.
Just
a realistic with this tiny woman that's wearing a rat.
Cartoon. Yes.
That's definitely what we need is realism.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So does he win her heart?
Absolutely. Always.
In some grand gesture? Does he do something like maybe a hot air balloon ride, giant cheese wheel?
No, I think he struggles very hard.
Financially?
No, just to
like just with
her,
his inner being, the fact that he's a rat and she's a woman
it's
and just the world will never
get
accept
her
their
attention.
Love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They're completely different goals and ideas in life, and he can't even get the time of day for her.
There's an alpha raft.
So how does it end?
How does it end? Well, of course he gets the woman.
Of course.
You know?
So are we drawing
Tarantino?
I don't know. He could have gone. So like, are we drawing parallels between like, is this kind of like the economic struggles of like love overcoming class diversity, and maybe like the caste system?
Kind of a happy, feel good kind of movie.
I like
See,
that. There's no undertone.
You know what? I'm buying this movie.
Where
well,
is it?
Disney's
is
only going
to
release
Netflix
it from
yet?
The vault every so often, so you
is
have to.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, no, this
no,
is
not Netflix.
Netflix. This
that's,
is going. This is going to theater.
Weird, yeah,
yeah. Okay. It's going to Netflix.
Okay. So what was it really about?
Oh,
I forgot.
Not even close.
So let's see what it was actually about.
It's a wonderful story.
It starts off seriously enough with three thugs robbing an innocent young woman at night in the city, but then switches to Vin Saxon and Carolyn Brennan doing a goofy Elvis-like rock and roll song and dance.
Yeah, we didn't even get any of that, did we?
Yours is much better.
Yours is
that, and that's probably better. That's probably why it only got a 1.3 rating on IMDb. I think you could pull at least a 6.
Yeah, I think that one went straight to DVD.
It went straight to trash.
Straight to VHS.
It went straight to trash.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, you fire military?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, no, I saw the shirt. I was like, I love your shirt.
Yeah, I get around.
Oh.
He travels a lot.
Oh.
We'll put your picture up there and tag it, and you guys can
Thank
do whatever you want with it.
Awesome.
We take pictures everywhere.
Oh, hey, sounds great. Good.
Well, I'm glad we could entertain you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You entertained
Thank
us
you.
As well.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks.
Ma'am.
No.
So what did they do? What was he talking about?
You know what? I think we're going to be on a porn site.
Sweet.
I know.
He did all right.
Are you a crazy
really
Alice in Wonderland? Right. So you're a murderous Alice.
Yeah.
Have you murdered anyone today?
I mean, I could tell you.
But then you'd have to
kill
me.
Oh, come on.
In front of
you
all these people?
How many times I've been told that?
I'm starting to get scared.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable.
Slightly
Actually,
uncomfortable.
It's kind of hot. I like it. You're welcome.
He's into death and dismemberment.
Hey. And genocide.
And if you want to find out how
that's
much
how
more,
the world works.
You can listen to our podcast. I'm wearing Spider-Man underwear right now.
Really?
You
hey. Hey. Hey, there's one Spider-Man that doesn't wear underwear around
yes,
here.
Yes, we saw him walking
yeah,
around.
Yeah, we already saw him. Yeah.
He really, really should.
He should wear underwear.
Oh, he should.
There's
he
a
should.
Scroll.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not excited until...
I'm still watching
no, no,
scroll.
No. Now, there's,
shifter trying to take
hey,
over
there's one Pinky in the Brain, and then there's one Hugo Boss.
See, you had me excited, and then now I'm sad.
Sorry.
Yeah,
and then you dashed.
Hey.
He even made us sad.
You know what? That's what I do.
I'm still looking for the Rocky that I heard about.
I didn't see
it. Rocky, from Rocky Horror, Mosquito.
Ooh, I've really?
Seen I've that not one.
Seen
that.
No, I haven't seen
eight
that.
Pack. And not just a six pack, but an eight pack.
Yeah.
I did see like a dude. I don't know what he was. He's a pretty ripped Asian dude. I think he was like, he kind of looked like maybe from Tekken or something. Or maybe, I mean, if I had that
Tekken
body,
or Mortal Kombat.
I would just not wear, no, Tekken. I would just not wear a shirt either.
Mortal Kombat had Lee, Chun Li.
Like, if I looked up to the girls, I'd be like, why? I don't have to be a character.
Yeah.
Got this.
You know what? That's true.
I think that's what some of them are doing.
Why yeah, so not? There have been a few that are definitely not.
I mean, if you got
no
it,
character.
Yeah.
What character are you? Whatever I want to be.
You're still looking at my butt as I walk away.
See, and I think it's fair if guys get to look at butts, and I get to look at, you know, guys at 8-packs. I think that's a fair compromise.
I'm fine with that.
Well, there was a guy dressed as a woman with the 8-pack.
That is true.
You took a picture with him.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take that. That's
yeah, but does she have a pinky and a little brain?
Yeah, a little brain?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Street Fighter chick, Poison.
Oh, okay.
I took a picture with.
Is it? Yeah.
Now, that's taking cosplay to a whole new level. Because I think that, because...
Like, I think he had the surgery for the...
Yeah.
I think he did.
I think he did the surgery just for the cosplay.
Did she look better than some of the women?
Actually, probably.
No.
I can't answer that in my own head.
That's a real question.
I know.
Did you look at her and go, damn!
Yeah.
You have to question yourself after.
He questions himself every day.
Yeah.
He's too pretty of a man not to question himself.
Enjoy your podcast. I wouldn't feel
wrong. She's actually cool. She got a good personality.
Yeah.
She's one that she would be fun to probably talk to, like sit down and get her riled up.
That is another thing. There's so many like more power to them, but they have way 10 times more confidence than I do. There are some like fat. Yeah, I've seen a couple of fat Harleys.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
did you see the Stormtrooper yet?
Oh, no, he just walked by.
No, the female big ginormous one that gamed on, you're like, did the freaking touchdown thing for.
Smile, man. There you go.
It's all right, man. It's okay.
What are you thinking exactly right now?
Hey, your day is almost done.
Well, I mean, I got here and I was just looking and said, man, so I'm like, sounds like I need those.
You can earn them.
Oh, hey.
Man up.
Hey, yeah. We
you know, how, you know how you get 100 man points?
How's that?
Listening to our show.
You
get 100 man points, man. Or 50 points. I'm upping it to 100 for him. He gets double man points.
He looks like he needs
so then you can so then you can spend those man points on things like pedicures, frou-frou drinks.
Yeah, because you lose points for all that.
That doesn't sound like man stuff.
But no, but you need them in the bank in case you do something like that.
Oh, okay. I see.
You got to earn the man points because... Yeah. It's inevitable. Like besides, we determined Chuck Norris and Batman, like those are the only guys that constantly they never lose any points. But everyday guys like you and us, like we're gonna lose points throughout the day. I'm drinking out of a pink cup.
You're losing.
I lost
points
for that.
But you gotta gain them. You gotta build them up. Keep them up to the top.
Yeah, but I also punched a crocodile in the face this morning, so I gained points by doing that.
Yeah,
dude, it was hard to find that crocodile. Alligators all over the place. Crocodiles hard to find,
especially in Virginia.
I know. Florida, it's probably easy.
That was hilarious.
Then you're gonna like our show.
Say I punched a crocodile in the face.
What? You have it?
What?
Not
you
today.
Have it?
No, I have not punched a crocodile in the face.
Come on, man. Hey, once you do it once, it's easy.
I don't really punch him in the face. It's more of a throat chop.
Throat chop?
Yeah. Just
do you know what's really hard? It's weird. Like, their dick's not where you would think when you gotta kick them. It's like, it's different. It's like you kick them in the... What? Nothing happens.
Why'd you go there?
Because there was 5 of them.
Why don't you ask him your question that you asked last night at the brewery, and we got our answer.
Okay. I have a question. Actually, if you would step up to the microphone.
Sure.
All right, so is it ever acceptable for, in a fight... Now there's a little girl here, so I feel weird. We got to wait for her to walk away for me to finish my question.
You can use it in the junk.
Is it ever acceptable to bite another man's junk? Under any circumstances?
In a fight.
In a fight.
Well... I don't know. I mean, I guess if you think that you're about to die, you know.
I say you die. I just say that's a line you don't cross.
Are you kidding me?
Survival is the strongest instinct of any animal.
Yeah.
If I got to bite you in the junk in order to live, you will get bitten.
And if it's a man-on-man.
Thank you.
The two dudes are fighting as adults. It's to the death, probably.
Okay, let's take out the death scenario.
When did you become full sissy? What is up with
you? You know when you became full sissy? When you stuck a dude's balls in your mouth. Because you were biting them. At least I'm going out a man.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, you went out a man, and I'm still alive, and I'm a punk.
I'm alive. He's got a point there.
I'd rather be alive.
And you know what? I'm alive, and someone sounds like MJ.
That was the joking extreme. But it originally started, the question originally stemmed from, if you are fighting, is it okay to kick another dude in the balls?
I wouldn't do it. If this is a man-to-man fight, both of us are walking away from you know, that's different.
Right.
You know, but
nobody's going to die. You're probably going to get hurt. One of you is leaving the bar. One of you is going to sit there and lick your wounds.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, like, under no circumstances.
Junk,
no, dude, you don't do that.
Oh. Man down.
Okay.
Over.
All right. I'm going to add on this question. All right. You're about to fight. Dude strips down naked. He puts his shorts down, pants down, whatever.
What fight are you in?
Do you still fight?
No, fight's over.
No, it's over.
Fight's over.
The fight's pretty much over. Because I mean, he's not coming to fight if he's stripping down naked. He's coming to do something else.
Well, see, that's my backup plan. Hey, if I ever get in a fight, the dude's just like 10 times bigger than me.
You and I are never going to fight because I'm getting butt naked. And you're just going to walk away.
Yeah,
it's a good tactic.
That's definitely a very interesting tactic. I.
You know, we had him at the crocodile joke, and you lost him by taking your clothes off.
No, but it's a good tactic. If you don't want to get hit.
You know what, though? The funny thing is, I don't think you can get your clothes off fast enough. He'd punch you in the face when you start trying. Well, your shirt's stuck over your head.
No, man. Just
your
pants.
Buckle, I'm punching you right in the jaw.
You know, just.
You're not getting them off quick enough.
Slide down.
Do you think you could punch him in the face quicker than you could take his shirt off?
Fat man. Fat man's fast. Fat man here is fast.
This got out of hand quick.
I don't know what I walked into, but you know, this is.
I'm sorry. What? I don't know.
This is what we do.
My head, man. It was a good question to me. I mean, because when you think about it, you're not gonna fight anybody
naked, unless you're Adam West.
Hey,
you're just not.
I agree. That's not what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
See?
Like,
see?
You know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was mad about.
You know what? Yeah.
What about a shake? Are you going to shake on it at that point?
No. Hey, come on.
There's a different kind of shake.
No. Hey, see? He went there. I didn't. Hey, mine was legit. Like, you know, if you know you're, okay, going to get somebody big dude like you. Pants down, baby. I am not really.
At least the man has a plan.
I am ugly enough. I don't need any more help. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm gonna do.
What if it's an attractive man that gets stripped down? You still gonna fight? You're not fighting.
What if it completely backfires and he's just like, oh yeah, and he just starts taking his clothes off?
Oh man.
What have I done?
See, then I would say, you've done a nickel on Chino, huh? Yep. Yep. So?
It's taking me back to my prison days.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's go back to that one. If you're in prison.
Yeah. Somebody done some time. And then you got to fight.
Yeah.
But
I mean, in that situation, though, he's probably got a little experience. As far as, you know, getting the guy where he wants him if he's done some time.
Yeah.
So,
and he's going to pull a shank from somewhere.
He's
going to
keister. He's
going
to keister.
Yeah, you never want to know where they pulled that shank from.
Yeah, he's going to keister. Yeah, he's got something keister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get shanked by a shaved down toothbrush. I know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
We started up here and just...
Wow. We went from punching a crocodile in the face to getting naked with another guy in prison.
It's fun, isn't it? It's so much fun. Welcome to our life.
Most of our conversations take that turn.
Everything... Hey. Dude, everything comes back to dicks. Hey. That's just life.
Okay.
It's just life.
We never script anything. We just... Well, excuse me. I just talked. I got no filter.
You derail.
Hey.
Like you just did.
No.
Who derailed it? Who went naked?
I was making valid statements. There were valid statements.
Later on, they're going to be like, how's the con? Like, I don't know. This fat guy offered to get naked with me. I don't. That's everything else is a blur.
I didn't offer. I'm just. It was a hypothetical situation.
So you want to fight?
Probably not after listening to. probably not.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Hey, you enjoying your con?
Yes, it's pretty cool. I'm gonna come back for the second day.
Oh, okay.
There were some people here. Yeah. Well, you guys are definitely funny.
Appreciate that.
Hey, tomorrow, stop by. We'll be here.
Yeah.
And
we expect you to listen to every single episode by then.
Yeah.
Okay, at least half. It's only like 60. 66?
How am I going to listen to 60 episodes?
Don't sleep. And obviously you have to listen to some of them at the same time. Yeah, because there are a few of them that are quite long.
Hey, sleep's overrated.
No, it's not.
Hey, well, thanks for stopping by and talking with us, man. Enjoyed it. Yeah. Dude, you don't want to fight him. That is a freaking...
Yeah, I told you.
You better take
that off. Fat man getting naked, for real.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks. Yeah, he's gonna, yeah, don't.
Pleased to meet you.
Go ahead, man.
Don't worry, I won't hurt you.
Well,
you don't have him stand up, though, because he didn't wear pants down.
No, yeah, I don't wear, no.
You gotta be on this side of the table, it's creepy.
There are kids around. I don't wanna scare people. I don't wanna be like that, Spider-Man.
Woo!
That dude.
Back on a Spider-Man again?
Yeah, well, because it's...
It's an egg and a bird's nest. It's not appropriate.
It's, I mean, it, hey, I don't, that's my thing. Beheadings and all that kind of stuff, I don't care less, but seeing stuff like that, I'm like, whoa.
You guys are hilarious.
Just, man, that just that freaks me out.
Hey, now we got him wound up again, we're not going to get him back on track.
Thank you very much.
No problem. And we're honest.
Yeah.
Hey. That's man points right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We'll lose him in a second or two. He'll get naked and it's all over.
Everybody, and welcome to Indie Corner TV. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody. I'm here with
Man Points. I'm with
Mitchell.
And what are you guys doing here?
We're just trying to get our brand out for our podcast. We do a weekly podcast that just talks about pretty much everything from politics to pop culture. And just really more or less bust each other's chops and anybody else that comes around.
Yeah. And we just make fun of each other, other people. And we're really whatever comes up in our heads, we just talk about it.
There's technically usually four of us, two aren't here right now, one to be in a little bit later, but yeah, we're just four guys that sit around and bust each other's chops and make fun of other people.
How did this whole thing originate?
I just, you know, going through some rougher times, decided to do something to kind of, you know, talk out stuff, and called up these guys, and we just started talking, and everybody kind of enjoyed it and had a good time. And
believe it or not, it's really therapeutic.
Yeah, very.
Now, how long have you guys been, like, doing this?
We're right at about a year and a half right now.
Yeah, yeah. He did a podcast with
Chris.
One of the guys that's not here. And then he came up with this idea to invite Leland, which is the pretty one, and we instantly clicked. We knew each other, but you know, in this type of setting, it was fantastic.
That is awesome. Who's your favorite person you've ever made fun of?
Donald Trump, probably.
You know what? Yeah.
That's probably the most common
Donald.
Right now.
But
a lot of politicians.
But honestly, myself.
Yeah.
Really?
I make fun of my... I mean, I'm the first one to tell my faults.
Let's be honest. Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Okay, Chris, he's...
He's one of our guys that yeah, does the pod with us.
Yeah, he's pretty gullible. So, yeah, I mean, he's... Unfortunately, he's kind of like a punching bag. But, yeah, but he takes it with stride.
He tries to give it back. He just catches more than he gives.
As long as he knows it's all in fun.
Oh, yes. No, yes, we mean definitely.
We definitely mean it.
Yeah. We mean it, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know if he really...
if he understands it, we mean it. But we try to get it across that we don't like him, but he just doesn't pick up on it.
Yeah, he just... You know, he's kind of like that.
Coming back.
He's kind of like that puppy dog that won't go away kind of thing. It just shows up at your doorstep every day. So, he's that guy. All
right. So, how can people, like, find you guys?
Well, we have our own website, which is www.purepodperfection.com, all one. And then we're also on iTunes, Stitcher,
Google Play.
So you can just look up Man Points, exclamation point. It will pop up on that one. And then the other way is you can kind of Taco Bell, at Taco Bell Picasso on Twitter, and we're on Facebook.
Yeah. So. And where are we going to be at in a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be at Awesome Con in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome Con.
In D.C.
Yeah.
Doing this all over again, trying to sucker people into the realm.
So have you gotten any, like, of the celebrities or anything here?
Not yet.
Nah.
Nah, we kind of tend to not bother them too much.
I mean, we're local. So, you know, we're trying to network and we're trying to put the word out as much as possible. But just like everybody else, it takes time.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to do this interview.
Oh, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks for stopping by.
And thank you guys for watching. All right.
Hey.
Thank you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot,
thank
man.
You.
Yeah. It'll be online sometime. I mean, I'm not. We've got so many interviews. We did like 20 yesterday, and we just did 3 right now. So.
Yeah.
If you'd have been here with the other guy, it's a whole other dynamic. The more we get off, like if we can get off 4 of us, it's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys will all be.
And believe it or not, we really do like Chris.
Yeah.
All right.
That's dude, all the stuff we need right there.
Did that just come out of left field? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
Wasn't even warmed up yet.
And you know what? You know what? Faggot Lilo wasn't here.
Yeah, he just hogged up our time anyways.
Yeah, I know. You and I would not even be able
to
talk. Well,
I don't know. They're over the age of 18, so they may not have been as interested.
Ah! Dude, please tell me you're recording that. Yes. You are awesome.
We have Chris.
Oh, look, it's George Lucas.
We're going to change the names. We got Chris the Racist and Leland the
Pedophile. Leland Jarrett?
And only on Man Points can you hear pedophilia.
Hey, I woke up this morning, I mean, of course, like, stiff as hell, because I did not move. And I was hoping that I didn't lose my voice. So, of course, you know, I woke up, I'm like, dick, balls, you know.
Got it all out.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, and I'm hearing my voice. I'm hearing the voice. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
I can make at least one dick joke and a ball joke. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, I'm like we're totally set. Good. Because people don't understand System of the Down. I mean, they think it's a old school rock.
If I edited everything out,
oh, yeah.
You never have any?
Boop. Boop.
There's only been a few times that I've been like, I just can't go that
way. Not yesterday?
No, not yesterday.
I was
Well, no, I'm saying out of all the pods, there's been three times that I've edited for actual content because it was... Not that it was just too far to where you would lose before you gain any ground. If we had thousands and thousands of followers, I'd have thrown it out there and lost it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be cool with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you got 4, you can't lose 2, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you lose 50%, you're done.
Yeah.
So true. You got to make sure that you do that. But 2 of them were yours and 1 was Leland. I've had to actually edit Leland. And I don't even think he realizes it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're probably because he was drunk.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
That's right. We can't do more than two pods. When we do, we have to do two, like, roughly right at an hour, because once we get past that...
Oh, yeah, man, it's just...
He's useless. Chris is making racial jokes, and Leland's hitting on kids.
And I'm plotting for the end of the world.
Without Chris, we can't run Twitter. With Chris, we couldn't run Twitter last time.
Hey, think about it. Without Chris, we can't run Twitter, social media, and we can't piss off everybody. You know how hard it is for me?
We're doing a pretty good job.
To piss off people?
I've seen a few looks of faces that were pretty rough.
I really like him.
That dude looks freaking drugged out.
Who? Which one?
The guy that just walked by someone like this.
Guy with the red hat?
Yes. How's it going?
Very good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah, Chris killed him.
Ladies, I have a question. Step up to the microphone. Oh yes. Oh yes. I can tell you're the person that likes to be in front of a microphone. Your friend can help you. Or you can all of us step up. Let's do it. Come on. Come on. Alright, so we're gonna play. We're podcast.
Oh, hello, podcast.
That's right, podcast people. So we have a couple different segments we like to do on the show, and one of those is called Write This Movie. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the name to an actual movie. It's going to sound like it's not an actual movie, but I assure you it is. And you're going to write it. You're going to tell me what that movie is about. And then when you're done, I'm going to tell you what the movie was actually about, and we're going to see whose was better.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
And since it's y'all can do a group effort?
Yeah, we can do a group effort. If we're going to do a group effort, though, I want this thing detailed. And I want it good. Don't be strangers.
All
right. Your movie is Deathbed, The Bed That Eats.
Deathbed, The Bed That Eats. Hotel, out in the desert, New Mexico, 1974.
Okay. I'm liking this.
I like it.
Okay, then what's next? I met three girls having one final fling for their best friend's wedding weekend.
Lots of drinking.
They rent the honeymoon suite. They order some strippers, some hot cops.
I like hot cops. I mean,
into some things they're not supposed to be in.
Yeah,
you know?
They're starting to feel a little weird, confused. They think maybe it's some black mold in the room. They're like hallucinating. It seems like the room's getting a little smaller.
Okay.
They set the hot cops on the bed. They're like, look. We're taking control of this. They might have been drinking some tequila, you know, they're out in the desert. Yes.
All right.
So the bed only eats men.
Of course it does.
So they said the guys in the bed, the ladies don't know this, but they're feeling really, like, pretty evil. All of a sudden, you know, went from being fun to, like, real dark. Really dark.
Really great.
All right. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. I had no idea where it was going, so I just let you take the reins.
Then, I mean, this
you can take the reins from when they're in the bed.
Yeah, they're in the bed.
That's your part. They're in the bed.
Why is this my part all of a sudden?
Because you made a big deal about not getting a chance to talk.
Let's see. They're in the bed.
Yeah.
Step up.
Excited moving.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. The microphone is not the bed that eats. It's not going to bite you.
I feel like if this is the color of the bed, though.
Yeah.
The bed is red.
Bright red. Kind of enticing, but at the same time, you should be a little bit afraid of it.
Satin sheets.
Yeah, you know.
What happens when the bed starts moving?
The girls think that maybe, you know, something's going on because they were drinking. Right. Maybe it's all in their head. So they're like, hey, let's step into the bathroom as girls. Let's have a conversation. Let's try and get our heads together. And as they step into the bathroom and close the door, the bed animates and attacks this stripper cop.
Yes, Nightmare on Elm Street style.
Is it just one stripper cop? You're so lucky.
Like
lucky guy.
Three ladies.
I feel like there were three. Come on. Okay.
Maybe, maybe they're the best of friends and like to share. Yeah.
What
it happens.
What porn did you watch?
Does it now?
So the stripper cop gets entangled in the satin sheets. But the satin sheets take him to his doom and surround him between the bedspring and the mattress, and he is never to be seen again.
Wow.
Good. good.
Then what?
Yeah. Then?
I mean, the girls are still in the bathroom. What do they do when they come out?
Oh, man, they come out of the bathroom, there's blood everywhere because, you know, the sheets, and they wrapped around him, they cut into his body, and he started bleeding. And the other cops were like, oh, shit, like, we can't be part of this because we're strippers and we're on drugs, you know, we have heroin with us. So they're like, they all have to work together, like, Very Bad Thing style, you know?
Yeah,
so they're like, all right, we have to, like, figure out how to cover this crime up. So the other hot cop, he goes and starts to see the sheet off the bed, and the sheets get him, too. And the girls are like, oh, shit. Yeah.
That's when everybody starts running.
That's when everybody starts running. They try to get out, and then the owner of the hotel runs them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tells them the origin behind this bed.
Yes.
What is the origin?
The origin behind the bed. All right. Let me tell you, because I definitely know it. So there was an old woman who used to live in the motel room, you know, indefinitely because she was having some financial troubles, you know, so she had a little deal going on with the owners where she was allowed to stay. But there, little did she know, a few doors down, there was a very, very evil man.
Yes, okay.
Evil man.
You know, like a serial killer who came in for fun, tortured and killed this woman in the bed, but her spirit still lives in between the sheets.
And so she kills men now.
In between
she
the
kills
sheets.
Men like because it. She's mad that the serial killer killed her, but she didn't get justice for her death.
What's a serial killer's origin story?
That was good.
I'm really identifying with the serial killer.
Yeah,
I mean,
and the reason that the hotel owner chased them down was because he's just another breed of psychopath. He's out there alone in the desert, like, kind of Norman Bates style a little bit. Just
yeah,
this hotel.
Know, regular
and,
psycho.
And he's like, you can't get away, and there's no grocery stores, so he kills them, puts them in the freezer, and then he serves them at Continental Breakfast Buffet.
Oh, wow.
So we've got two breeds of psycho in one movie.
I don't know if I'm impressed or scared.
I'm actually hungry right now.
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan twist right now.
I would not, you know.
I'm hungry too. That wasn't my hot dog.
Nobody even saw that coming. I can tell you, whatever I read this movie's actually about, it's not going to be as good as that.
How do you guys know we're actually directors?
Are you really?
No.
I would only do. So, this is what IMDb says about Deathbed, the bed who eats. An evil entity sets its sights on a young woman.
That's it?
That's all.
I mean, that was kind of where we went with it.
I like it, though. First Guys was awesome. Like, I'm curious. Like, I want to watch
I'm not watching
movie.
That one.
I want to watch this movie.
You're in your head now.
I know. I can't. I'm scared.
I'm secretly in love with y'all, so.
Well, thanks for
I mean, it's no longer a secret, but hey.
She's smuggling coffee.
I feel like we mixed Hotel Hell
really
with
good.
Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, I like it. I really like it.
It was a blend.
I used to love the satin sheets.
In there. It was good. Whoa. It was good.
That's
and
mine.
You know what?
No.
You know who
Here's
I really
one.
Feel bad
There's
for?
There's actually a sequel.
The stripper.
Whoa.
There's actually a sequel called Deathbed Strip.
You just trying to make a buck?
Strip the sheets. Hey, here's some cards.
Thank you so much.
It's the podcast is a lot of that. Well, you guys definitely added and made that perfect.
Oh, thank you, pod people.
That's kind of like what we are. Give us a download. Give us a listen.
And you're definitely
going to
be on the pod. That's
and that's yeah. And you'll definitely
that's
like,
what
you're
hear that'll, that'll make it one of them for sure.
Making the cut.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, let me write down what that was. That's the,
Holy crap.
That was bed. The best one yet.
Yeah. Did someone fart?
D? Did you fart?
No, but I smuggled your coffee in.
No, that's not the concerning part he had. He was wondering if they, either that or they straight to left.
Maybe. Are both of these mine?
That's your,
this
that's
is
your.
The cream.
Oh
that's
my
the
goodness gracious. Thank you. That's a lot of cream. Ba-dum-tsh.
You like your cream.
Dude, it was funny because like, oh no. And then all of a sudden they were like into it. Even the second girl that started going.
Yeah, she seemed a little reluctant until she really got going.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I can't do that. And the one girl
was
like, I'll do
and
it.
You know what?
And then she was
really,
just like, bam.
Really
into it.
Poor grandma. You know?
It's always the death of grandma.
Yeah.
That's how it all starts.
It's always the death of a grandma.
Throw your hands up high. Throw 'em up. Eight big players and pimps. Throw your hands up high. Throw 'em up. Eight big. Like a topic or?
Anything. Anything you feel passionate about.
Well, I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, DC Comics. I'm kind of all over the place in that. Right now I'm waiting for Overwatch to come out.
Oh, the Blizzard game?
Yeah.
Did you play the beta?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to play it. Was it pretty good?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Are you a first-person shooter guy, though?
Not too many.
So what just draw you, drew you into it? Because Blizzard made it?
I like the characters, you know?
You like
I kinda,
Tracer's butt.
Yeah, I like the... Well, that too, of course.
I'll just wait.
But, yeah, you know, it's... I like games like that where, like, a lot of the subtlety isn't given to you in the form of the game. They give you a lot of story that you got to kind of hunt down with comics.
Do you play other Blizzard games?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I played Warcraft. I played WoW, like, when it first came out, but that was... I think everyone played WoW at one point, right?
Right. You play Hearthstone?
A little bit. I didn't get too much into it.
What about, like, Heroes of the Storm or Diablo or...
I played a lot of Diablo. 3 I wasn't too impressed with. I more went with the, what was it? Torchlight?
Torchlight?
Yeah, it was like the spiritual.
Oh, one of the expansions?
Yeah, very similar.
Okay. All right, so now I have a very serious question for you.
Okay.
What's something you would kill over?
Food?
You would kill over food? I mean, like, you're that hungry or just like, that's the last cheeseburger, bro? Give it to me.
Well, I mean, if I don't know.
Because if that's the last cheeseburger, you probably already killed someone.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really the only thing I could get that passionate about.
That's fine, dude, because you know what I like? You immediately answered.
Yeah.
You answered the question without
I was going to think about something, but I'm like, that's what popped in my head, so I'm going to say it.
So why not? Why not kill food? Did you make them ask yourself?
I bought it, but spray painted it.
That's good.
Yeah, luckily it doesn't smell like spray paint anymore.
What made you want to be Batmite?
Well, this is Batman Azur and R.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're kind of short. That's why I keep saying Batmite.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's the
in his mind one, right?
Yeah, the thing was, I wasn't ready to get rid of the beard, and I thought of, like, what could I be? And when Batman rolled around, this character just kind of reminded me of Batman with a beard.
Pretty good, dude. I like it. Only what I've seen. Sorry, I kept calling you Batmite. I was thinking, yeah, I don't know why I kept saying that.
Well, he was in it, so.
Yeah, but I mean, this is during Batman R.I.P., right?
Yeah, R.I.P., yeah.
Yeah, when he was, you know, his whole, like,
crazy.
Batman has a back plan for everything, even if he's in a coma.
Yeah.
You know?
So if he gets hypnotized, another version comes over, but right. It was crazy. So it didn't go too well.
The man really does think of everything.
Yeah.
Hey, we're giving you a card? We're giving you a card, man. Check out our podcast. It's you know, it's comic book stuff. It's politics. It's literally everything. Especially when you listen to these episodes that came up, there's a lot of stuff of me just making fun of bronies.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Those bronies will get behind each other.
but if you go to episode 67 of Clip Show, we do talk about Batman not having a plan for everything when he gets dreamed by mom and him.
That is true. When Batman actually died on like 64 or whatever. I suspect that wasn't the real Batman.
I don't know. Have you seen him lately?
I haven't. I did. I saw Batman vs. Superman.
Take care. I'll check
out. All right, man. Take care. Thanks for stopping by.
It's picking up good.
Huh?
It was picking up good.
Oh, it was?
I only had to move it once, and that was from Midget to Harley.
Oh, yeah. Met Jake the Snake. Commissioned a picture of Chris jerking off to Scooby-Doo porn. It's already been a productive day.
It's been a very productive day. I forgot about the porn.
Snake!
Whiskey.
Knife. Understand it. First snake we've seen today.
Snake Bliskin.
You look like a guy that's full of opinions and feels very strongly about those opinions.
Uh-oh.
You should step up to the mic.
Oh, Lord.
And tell me what you feel strongly about. It could be anything at all. I just want to hear something that you feel convicted about.
Anything else?
Anything at all, as long as it's in front of the microphone.
Oh my god.
Well, pick the first one. Let's go.
Usually the first one rolls to the most entertainment.
You know what I feel strongly about? People standing in front of microphones and the dog.
The daughters?
No, what?
I'm gonna hear
you. I said I feel strongly about people standing in front of microphones when they talk.
So he's telling you not to.
You think when you work out, you should work out with all your energy and strength. Don't be distracted by cell phones. Don't be distracted by anything going around you. Just pick it up now. Put it over your head now. And pump the weights. And get that muscle that you want. You can't buy it. You can't try to get it anywhere. You can't buy it. You can't, expect muscle to get big on you. You have to actually work out. If you don't, then it's not going to work for you. You're going to fall flat and flabby and be a girly man all your life. It makes me mad.
I like it.
He's
Arnold cosplaying a snake.
Yeah.
That's how you do these things. You look
I don't like
nervous.
It when people are trying to stick me with needles.
You're super nervous.
No, I'm good.
First things first. Shazam? I don't know who you are. No, hold on. Aqualad.
No.
Night Seeker.
Yes.
I do not know who that is. Other than the fact you showed me on your shirt.
Yeah, right. Well, Night Seeker is a college kid and raised in New Jersey. And he,
rules against him because he grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got Chris to worry about. Oh, God. But anyway, mainly he works part time for a news company as a tech, and he's working on a new office building. And all of a sudden, there's an alien counter inside the building, and it's a dying alien cop that was going with one of his foes. Before he died, he passed off his equipment and his mission to the kid, and said, "Yeah, take over my mission, but I can't tell you what the mission is. You got to."
Sounds a lot like Green Lantern. I'm not gonna
yes.
lie to you.
Yes. No. Yes. Very much so. Yes. But the powers he gives off to Kit is more like a mixture of alien xenomorphs in the Sigourney movies for aliens,
okay.
And also the technology of Predator.
Now, because I'm completely unfamiliar with this line. Is this yours or are you a fan?
It's mine. I'm the creator and writer of it.
Okay.
So halfway through book one.
Yes, someone has book one here. Yes, he does.
The ship is already done. He's already let him loose.
The hotel building. Yeah, very good. My name is Eric Cooper.
Gary Cooper. Well, I'm Leland.
Yep.
Nice to meet you. All right, continue. I'm interested now that I know that you're legitimate. You know? Well, he says he's read your stuff. Now we're like, all right, let's go.
Well, mainly, what happens is this: is that when the kid's developing his abilities, he's finding out he can do a lot of things that most humans can't do. But also, he has a super smart computer about the size of a hockey puck. It's called Compass. And it pretty much is locking out information that he needs to know about his mission because the computer's afraid that if he knows his whole mission, he will wind up committing suicide because of the things he has to do.
It's like that bad. It's from Jersey, and you're going to kill yourself if you find out what your job is.
Yes. And the thing is also, he's assigned to kill other people to complete the mission. And when he does kill people, he actually cries about it. And he's a very emotional character, but also is a very emotional character because he's doing a lot of different things. You know, he has to deal with his family, he has to deal with his other friends, and he has to deal with vampires, aliens, other mutants. It's just a really big thing shoved upon his face. Say, look, you must do what you got to do because if you don't, your world's in peril.
So how long have you been writing this? You write it, you draw it, you illustrate it, you do everything?
I'm the writer, creator of it. I work about 20 different illustrators.
Okay.
So there's three books out now. And
you say books like trade paperbacks or regular comic books?
Well, these are called caption novels. The reason we say caption novel is a true text novel. As you go through the book, there's an illustration at the beginning of each chapter. It gives an idea of what's happening chapter and read into it.
Okay.
So it's more of a reader-friendly type book where you get kids back into reading, but also adults. And the format of the book, it reads more like a movie style, not a simple novel style.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the adventure is very on your edge, unpredictable type of happenings that occur in the book. And we like to keep the reader attentive the whole time. That's why we have the pictures and the way it's worded and texted out. But also now we have a new character come into play. It's called Merge. And this character takes place on the West Coast in L.A. at the same time, Night Stalker's going on as well. They exist in the same world.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just a very engrossed, fun world we deal with.
Self-published, or you go through a publisher?
I'm self-published. I mean, I have also celebrities such as Patrick Stewart from Star Trek, you know, Jean-Luc Picard, Avery Brooks.
My generation calls him Professor X.
Yes, indeed.
Actually, my generation still calls him Jean-Luc Picard. I'm not that young.
Well, also, yeah, Avery Brooks also is involved in the work. Kate Mulgrew, Voyager's captain. We also have Ray Park, who is also Darth Maul, his Star Wars deal. And also Snake Eyes and G.I. Joe.
Oh, really? Yep. Ray Park with Snake Eyes? God, that movie was horrible.
Yeah,
I purposely went to sleep.
And look, he was Toad in X-Men also, the first X-Men movie. He was Toad.
He did something new, too, and I can't remember what it was now.
But, and also he played Heroes also, the Heroes TV show. He played Heroes.
That's probably what I'm thinking of.
Yes, he played Heroes. And the last person is Avery Brooks, the Black Captain from Deep Space Nine. All these guys are actually in my work, and they love their characters. They actually read the work. They love it. So I just take pride in what I do, and they just enjoy it.
I would say I guess I'll borrow it from him, but if I'll look into buying it. Sounds bad to say in front of you.
Hey, you know what? It's a gift that keeps on giving, as they say, right?
I'm gonna ask you a question because of something you just said. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even gonna say don't take offense because there's absolutely no reason you should. You described Avery Brooks as the black Star Trek captain.
Yeah.
Because that's an accurate way to describe it.
Correct.
Now, we just say that because you know how people get all weird about race and just what we say is descriptors. Because we've been talking to people who they've been visiting at the, you know, celebrities, and to me the biggest one here is Ernie Hudson. I mean, you can't get, you know, you can't get bigger than that. And we'll ask people, like, hey, how would you describe Ernie Hudson? Not a single person will refer to him as the Black Ghostbuster. They will all eventually admit that it's the first thing they thought, but for some reason they're not going to be able to say it. But do you think there's any problem with there being three white Ghostbusters and one Black Ghostbuster? Is there anything wrong with describing
actually,
that way?
You know what? If you want to talk about diversity, it'd be nice to have a mixture of everybody. One Asian, one white, one black, one Hispanic. Yeah.
But if you're going to describe them, then
but I'm saying if all four Ghostbusters, well, Harold Ramis is dead, so that'd be weird.
Oh yeah.
But you know, but I'm saying it's, you know, like I said, I just think it's funny because, to be honest, I didn't know Avery Johnson. Why do I keep thinking Avery Brooks?
Avery Brooks,
sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
But as soon as you said the Black Star Trek captain, I was like, oh, Deep Space Nine. Goatee. Because it's an accurate way to describe him.
Correct.
So I just don't.
Well, the reason why I say that is because most people forget about Deep Space Nine existing. Because, you know, actually, that was one of the best written stuff for Star Trek was Deep Space Nine. They had some of the best writers on that show. One of them was Avery Brooks. Who's Avery Brooks? Okay, the captain. Okay, we have a few captains in Deep Space Nine. The Black captain. Oh, yeah, him.
In the same way, though, you would describe Janeway as the female captain. Because instantly you know who you're talking about. And that's the thing. People get so hung up on, like, I can't. Dude, instantly they recognize it. I just think it's been funny as I've been asking people, and nobody, I mean, to be completely honest, no white person will say it. No, like, they won't say it. Like, dude, just say what you're thinking.
It is awesome, you know, but the thing is about being so politically correct.
Exactly.
You know, it's, sometimes you got sauce to society and say, let's be real about it.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, we all enjoy the work, you know, the industry's strong, but we got to keep on pushing for more diversity in the industry. That's what we do.
So, Nightkeeper, right?
Night Seeker.
God, I suck.
And also, the night starts with a K, not an N.
Right, with Night Seeker.
Are you going to be at Awesome Con this year? And day two.
Fantastic, dude. I can't stop smiling. Oh my gosh. I feel like, I mean, it started off small, got to interview, and I say small, but WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts. Then got to interview Marilyn, I cannot pronounce her last name, from Clerks and several other movies. And then the coup de grace, Brian O'Halloran from Clerks, Clerks 2, Kevin Smith fame, all-around hockey fan, awesome guy. And that was like an hour and a half ago, and I can't stop smiling, man.
Well, I would say definitely overall, day two ends with a bang, win between the Jake the Snake. We doubled our t-shirt sales from last con.
We're up to two.
You know, though, in our defense, we're not exactly pushing the t-shirt sales.
No, we're not pushing anything. Well, we didn't even push the Facebook likes
that
much.
True.
We're pushing our crappy brand of comedy.
Hey.
We didn't even do a good job about that at times.
Hey, we're not a brand.
Oh. What about the other big win? Involved Scooby-Doo, Chris, and an artist.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, Chris, you're going to get...
We're not going to...
Butt raped.
We're not going to tell you exactly what it is, but you will see. And I will say that so far, I'm hoping this could quite possibly be the most well-spent $50 I've ever done.
It could be pretty good.
It's going to be epic.
Besides that tie hooker.
You paid $50 for it?
That was 75.
I was going to say, they're usually a little pricier.
Yeah, well, when you go with it, they can go both ways. When you get the man boy, you got to pay for both.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, today wasn't quite as eventful at the table, really. We had a couple good interactions, but nothing crazy. Hell of a lot less Harley Quinns.
Yeah,
so
I
good
noticed.
Job, parents.
Yeah.
Way better on Sunday. I'm a little church guilt going on or something, maybe. That's all I can think of.
You know, speaking of church guilt, had I not went and communed with the Lord today and kept the podcast in good standing, we would have never gotten those awesome interviews.
Okay.
Now, I'm not taking credit for that.
Okay.
But had first I left and did the same thing, we would have had nobody here except for Mitch. And if Mitch would have went with all of us, we'd had an empty table for 3 hours.
We also probably would have had a 3-second interview with one of them because... Mitch would have said something.
What? Oh, yeah, that's true.
And,
but you know what?
That was the shortest interview in the history of all interviews.
You know what? In my defense, I have no idea what I'm saying is either bad or good or indifferent.
I'm just glad Leland's back to go to church with us because now when I look back there, it's just not Mitch and I getting the whatever inside joke that nobody else seems to catch on to.
Yeah.
I lost you.
when you're gone, something to be said, it'll trigger something we've done or talked about, and I'll immediately smirk and snicker, and I'll look back, and he's got the
and
big
I'm,
grin.
And I'm, like, laughing.
And we're it.
Yeah, you know what?
We look over to your chair, and you're gone.
Hey,
but I know if you were there, you would at the same time. Well, you would have went.
Just like what you, hey, just like what you said last week at church. When Mr. Lockhart was saying something about girls, a room full of girls, you start laughing and you start hitting me. I'm like, I know you're thinking something bad.
You're triggering him in church?
Trigger? We don't use that word.
No,
our trigger's different. You're getting him friggin' excited.
Those are SJW words, not ours.
No, we're taking it back.
Are we? I don't care to take back trigger.
It's ours. Any word we want to use is ours.
I don't want to use that word unless I'm talking about pulling it to put lead down range.
We did find out it's okay to use black as a descriptor.
That's right.
Unless you're a young white male that's scared to death of everything.
The funny thing with that whole conversation... This is going to sound racist. That guy was black. He didn't sound black, and we never announced him as... No one's going to know.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but I think
that's
what's
funny. Because you don't need an audio descriptor.
No, but see, but people think... Once again, I guess preconceived notions, people think certain ethnicities should sound a certain way, whether it be Asian, black, white, whatever. But just so everyone knows, a black guy told us we could refer to Ernie Hudson as the black Ghostbuster.
And that, and for everybody else out there, at least voices still aren't gender neutral. That was a dude.
Yeah, that's true.
We did see some of that today. There was a lot of gender fluidity going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lumberjane,
who was a feminist and didn't know it and couldn't explain feminism to us.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even like, I was looking for a genuine conversation, there not was, to attack her or anything, but she just couldn't answer any of my questions.
The bearded girl, that the only transition part was the fact that she grew full-on beard.
Dude, I was wondering about that. If that was, it looked like a real beard.
It had to be.
If
that
it was
that
too
a real
good.
Beard.
Yeah, I gotta say, if it wasn't real, then it was fantastic.
Because
makeup.
It wasn't thick enough to be a fake real, you know, a good-looking fake beard. It was like a cheesy beard.
Kind of like if you just started taking testosterone injections, that's all you can grow right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't they hack the boob off or something? What's it?
I mean, she wasn't exactly well-endowed. I was more looking at her facial hair and then her chest.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that, and it was definitely interesting. Saw yesterday a guy doing yoga in the bathroom. That's something new. Never seen that before.
You have to put your hands on the ground for that. That's gross.
I'm not saying I would do it, but somebody else definitely
more
has no problem with that.
But
But the best was yesterday was the cosplayer of Poison from Street Fighter V. And Poison in Street Fighter V is a transgendered fighter. And this was a transgender cosplaying as Poison.
Yeah, it wasn't just a dude dressing up like a female. It was a transgender.
What I want to know is I just really hope that he didn't get that surgery just so he could cosplay better as Poison. I hope that was a happy coincidence.
Well, I would think that that's, as far as I know, the only transgender character, like, in a video game type situation or video game thing. So if he's a video game fan and transgender, probably going to relate to that character.
Oh, anyways. No, yeah. Definitely.
Guy had an 8-pack.
He, she, whatever he wants to call himself, was definitely in shape.
It
was definitely in shape. Better in shape than Velma, because I think that was just a dude dressed up like a chick.
Because he didn't even do a good job with the boobs. They were little boobs. If you're going to go all out, that was straight up tissue in a bra.
But, I mean, I don't think Velma was exactly like, you know, a 36 double D.
You sure about that?
We'll ask Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of porn are you watching?
Not the same porn that Chris is watching.
Speaking of Chris, he was all full animated this morning, all of a sudden fired up.
Yeah, suddenly he was really vocal in Messenger when he's pretty much been calm silent for weeks.
Yeah, and I was right in my assumption when I told Mitch, he's probably drunk.
Yeah. Oh, was he drunk?
He was drunk.
Yes,
that's the only way.
Now he has to get drunk to talk to his mother and to the three of us. We've reached the same point as his mother. Which yes. For some people would that be good, but for Chris apparently not.
I wonder if he was drinking wine.
Well, nah, that's he's German. To talk to his mom. Beer.
Yeah.
Gotta be beer. So it's wine to talk to his mom, Hefeweizen to talk to us.
I can live with that.
At least we get the beer side.
It'd be awesome if eventually we get to a point where he has to shoot up heroin and talk to us.
Dude, after all the PTSD he's going to have from the Yeti incidences, he's probably going to heroin soon.
Self-medicating.
You'd have to pretty much stay drunk to function through that.
Yeah.
I mean, and he said he put in there it was like a family of Yetis.
He did. He said himself that it was a buttload of Yetis in his butt. He didn't say in his butt, but I assume.
Oh, no, he made innuendos about it.
Yeah. He said that they don't shave.
And you know what? He agreed with me. Yeah, he is a bottom bitch.
Well, clearly no Yeti's taking it from him.
Would you want to pitch it to a Yeti?
If the only other option is catch, yes.
Valid point. Point well taken. I can't argue that one. So, you're right. If he's going to pitch... It's better fishing than the catch.
It's good seeing you, sir. Enjoy your time in Tahiti. That's good. That's all you needed. You need that one catch right from him and you're good. He said yes? Because he's being paid? I assure you, Tidewater Comic Con is open.
Yes.
Take it easy, brother. Oh, so many good moments. I still can't believe I learned something about your wife that I did not know.
What's that?
That she's never seen The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, evidently not Clerks, Clerks 2. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. I got all these movies. I watch them all the time.
That's what I said to her.
You know what? I'm going to call her out on it. I don't think she's a citizen of the United States.
She's not. She's from Alabama.
As a woman, just as an American, that's back when the heyday of Disney movies.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's a
no.
That's an animated classic.
I'm sorry, but for you...
What are you going to say, Snow White?
No, I have justification for it. When it came out, we were already married with kids. We have boys. We had no interest in Little Mermaid in that house.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't even think you had kids then. That movie came out like... Nah, that movie came out like 1992.
Yeah. What did?
Yeah, we were dating in 92.
Yeah, you didn't have kids.
No, we can't... I want to say when that one came out, we had... It had to be later.
I was a boy, and I went to the theater and saw it.
What, Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think that... Maybe now they are, but I think the old school Disney movies, I don't think that they were... Like, oh, this is a boys, like, a boys movie. And,
no,
and
well, I'm not
Mermaid's
saying that. It's just Little Mermaid. I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
No, I think Little Mermaid's a fantastic movie. I think basically up until Pocahontas, Pocahontas and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, that's when, to me, Disney, like, 2D animation started going down. Of course, then Pixar picked up the slack with Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and all that.
Yeah.
But I think Pocahontas is right where I draw the line of where I lost interest in Disney animated movies.
I like Pocahontas.
Did you?
I did. I don't know why, but I did.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just, to me, that's where it ends.
And what was that other one? Mulan?
Oh, yeah, Mulan. I didn't care. I did like The Emperor's New Groove.
I did like that one.
That one was pretty funny. But, Mulan, Pocahontas, Hunchback of Notre Dame. And to me, it was all, like, home runs before that. Lion King, Aladdin, Little Mermaid. I mean, those were all out of the park.
Lion King is always going to be a home run.
For me, it was Fox and the Hound, Sword and the Stone.
Dude, Fox and the Hound was dark, man.
It is.
I can watch that now. That is dark.
All of them back. Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi's pretty freaking dark. First to kill his mom, then there's a big fire, all this other crap.
Yeah, but not turn best friends against each other to kill one another dark.
Again, fire. All these little creatures are burning up in flames.
Hey, you know what?
That was not dark at all.
Hey, Disney was doing Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Here you are. Nice meadow. There's mom. There's little son, all newborn. Oh,
don't go in the meadow.
Yeah.
Game over, bro.
Man, it's in the meadow.
Yeah. So, yeah, Disney's pretty much been brutal all the way through. You know, there's friggin' date rape.
Who got date raped?
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, but not in Oklahoma. She was asleep.
She was intoxicated because it was, like, poison or whatever that knocked her out, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, in Oklahoma, she's...
She's good. She didn't wake up during
Prince Charming got off.
It's legit.
But, yeah. Snow White, seven little dwarfs, one house.
Yeah, we know what was going on there.
Yeah. I mean,
well, yeah, but see, hey.
Did she fall asleep, though, too?
I'll tell you
I
what.
I think so, because she ate the apple.
Disney just really was just phoning it in then, just having all these chicks fall asleep by eating poison apples.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with the apples?
Transgender witches.
I don't think she was transgender. She was trans age.
She had a big nose and a pretty big friggin' Adam's apple. That was a dude.
Hey, I've seen...
You dress up as a pretty woman.
I've seen the XXX version of Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, and I'll tell you what.
You'd be all over Dopey.
Nah, Snow White, she can take it.
I'm still disappointed that when we were going through our Write This Movie and you brought up Lord of the G-Strings, that you hadn't seen it and I had.
I can't believe it was a real movie to begin with, and then that you had seen it.
You know what's so funny is, you know where I saw that? In Iraq, which isn't terribly crazy.
That doesn't shock me right now.
I bought it at the PX.
Really?
I bought Lord of the G-Strings and Spider-Babe at the Baghdad PX, the giant PX that's in Baghdad. Or was in Baghdad. That's where I bought them on DVD. And they were Throbbits. And Saruman was called Sour Ass, and he just kept farting the whole time. And they had to go to Mordor, and she had to take her panties off and throw them in a volcano.
It's insane.
When you're in Iraq, what else are you going to do?
You won't see that on AFN.
You will after hours, maybe.
They don't have an after hours AFM. That's kind of ridiculous, do they?
No, they do. They Game of Thrones. I mean, they show nudity on AFN.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't have like Skinamax.
I mean, this was lower than
their Red Shoes Diaries or whatever
this,
that is.
This was, I mean, this wasn't even porn. It was, I would say, a very
hard R.
A hard R with a lot of topless. So I mean, that's pretty much what it is. But that's definitely the Man Points endorsement for Lord of the G-Strings.
Yeah, I think it's time we start. That's what we need to do. We need to do occasional. Stupid movie reviews.
That we actually
watch one and then just friggin' like, alright.
I'm down for that.
Let's bash this bitch.
Let's do that.
Or surprisingly entertained.
I love it. My favorite movie.
It's kind of like Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Thought it was going to be horrible. It is a B-rated movie. But it's probably one of my favorites.
I haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix. It's awesome.
It's awesome. You guys thought I was crazy with Kung Fu...
Kung Fury?
Kung Fury.
And that was a hit, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, it's the reverse friggin' hillbillies getting killed, not killing the college kids kind of thing.
Maybe I'll check
basically
it out.
The college kids think they're trying to, and as they're trying to kill the hillbillies, they're accidentally killing themselves. So then the hillbillies think that the college kids have a suicide pact, So trying to protect the one college girl. It's, oh, it's freaking amazing.
Maybe I will check it out.
And it's got the guy who plays Wash from Firefly.
The guy that was, pilot. That was cosplaying here that I knew
yeah.
who he was.
Yeah. That, but from the show, that same actor, I can't remember his name. He's funnier than hell.
Yeah.
He's right. in it.
Tucker versus Evil. All right.
Just like they got Con Man as well. I got that. That's pretty funny. So, any Sally of the Days?
Oh, God, yeah. Who? Again, I hate the fact that they're nameless. All right. During the course of the con, three young children walked past the table. And one of them was dressed as Deadpool, one of them was Ant-Man, and one was Slenderman. And so I said, hey, are you Deadpool? And he's like, yeah, I'm Deadpool. And I said, have you seen the movie? And he said, yeah. I said, the whole movie? He said, yeah. I said, how old are you? And he said, 8. So my Sally of the con is whoever let their 8-year-old son watch a rated R Deadpool movie.
It was 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
And all three had seen it.
And the 9-year-old said that they were going to have a YouTube channel when they hit 10 and they were old enough. Not old enough to post something on YouTube. Old enough to watch Deadpool, though.
Deadpool was way too much for an 8-year-old.
Oh, way too much for a... I was
uncomfortable with my 18-year-old son.
That's why the movie's rated R.
My 18-year-old son wouldn't go watch it when I went and watched it with my wife because he knew he didn't want to see it with his mom.
I know everyone parents differently, but, dude, that's... I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody that's has half a brain to say it's okay to let your 8-year-old son watch Deadpool.
Yeah, not... Well, someone who didn't go watch it beforehand or had no idea about the movie, maybe walking into it thinking, okay...
Then you get up and you leave.
But it's rated R for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, even if you ignore the R rating, the very beginning when he's blowing people's nuts off, shooting everybody in the head and dropping the F-bomb like it's going out of style, you get your kid and you leave. That's what you do. If somehow you were dumb enough to take them.
No, I'm like, hey, go to the bathroom. Man. I'll see you in a couple hours. I'm not blowing this money.
So long as it's not Target, right? You feel they're safe. If it's just a movie theater, they're good.
I'll lose $15 on one. Yeah, that's I'm true. Not losing 30, bro.
I hope you're there when I get out, son.
If not, nice knowing you.
Do you guys have anybody you want to throw up for Sally the Con?
I'm thinking, really, I mean, we haven't had any bad interactions this time. We didn't have anybody besides, I mean, we did the Harley parents last time. That's pretty, I think the Deadpool parents are worse.
Oh, yeah.
You get trauma. But what's funny is they thought, oh, yeah, we watched it. That was cool.
It was parents yesterday, too. Yeah, it was parents for letting your daughter come dressed like a freaking whore.
No. Yesterday ended up being your hipster buddy.
Oh, yeah, the stupid hip. Gosh darn it. Just immediately like angered me by whore.
It's a con, dude.
Well, one of the Sally things is I'm cool with, like, slutty cosplay. I get it. But when you're not a character, you're just dressing in freaking panties and a freaking pair of high heels.
I've got no problem with it if they're... I mean, like, at least... Like, and here comes the Jared moment. But, I mean, at least, like, if they're, like, 16 or something. Like, I mean, that one girl was 13. She said she was 13.
She's my Sally.
That's ridiculous that you let your daughter come out here at 13. Because... They don't know any better.
It's even worse, honestly, and this is going to sound really bad, too, is when your daughter's 13 and, like, almost 6 foot.
Oh, yeah, she was super tall.
And she was Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she looked like a woman.
Taylor Swift is like
that.
That's
worse.
She's all leg.
But it's not even just...
She doesn't even have a stomach.
I would go
it's
to
in, a, like, a little
say,
bag.
You're putting your daughter in danger by letting her leave the house like that.
Almost, yeah.
You were...
And taking away her bat?
Yeah, yeah. Taking away her bat. She did, yeah. She said that my mom wouldn't let me bring the bat for my costume, but she let me wear fishnets and let my butt cheeks hang out.
Yeah, it wasn't just short shorts. Her butt cheeks were hanging out.
Yeah, way to go, mom.
way to go.
No joke, if you took a picture of her from behind, I guarantee you if someone pressed hard enough, that could be considered child pornography.
Oh, it would have been. Had to be.
Yeah, but you let them come out here like that. And for some reason, because you're in a convention
center, don't keep
looking
at me
okay.
saying you let them. You point yourself at the mic and say that.
This is you, you.
Yeah.
The all-encompassing you.
I wouldn't let my sons wear that. I don't know how much they ask.
I would. I'd let your sons wear it.
So, yeah, I have to say we go back to the parents of the three young men.
Be parents.
Yeah. So,
say no. Learn what the word is.
Yeah, I'd have to say, yeah, parents of the kids watching Deadpool at 8.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Three of them.
All three.
Damn.
Of them. Yeah, all three of them. Plus, the first one was a little weak. I just want to make sure.
So, Man of the Con.
Man of the Con. Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know what? I would say Leland.
This is where I was going to go. He was hoping, looking.
He's like, yeah.
So, the interview with Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
With the photos, went really, really well.
Yeah.
Interview with Brian O'Halloran went really, really well.
I mean, it's hard to argue that.
And Marilyn, whose name we can't pronounce.
I can never say it.
Dude, I like I said, still smiling. That was so awesome. They were so cool. I can't, but I don't know, dude, man. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear it again.
So, I mean, I think overall, you definitely, you know what? I mean, we had a lot of good things going on, but, I mean, those interviews, they were high end.
And by the way, I recommend him for Man because, I mean, really, that was a great job.
Yeah.
Aww. I mean, even though he had to be number 38.
Oh, that's not a bad thing. I'm not gonna suck any dick on the way to the parking lot.
Should have yelled at him if you left.
Yeah, no.
So, Man of the Week then? All right. Man of the Week, Jake the Snake, still alive. So with that, man up.
And try not to suck any dick on the way to the parking lot.
Or at least I would end it right there, but I'll give you back Man of the Week. But I had to do that. That part's not making it in.